Special interview going on now. If you're into Marshall, miss you. If you're the kind of person that likes to go to molecular dislocation, if you like pure power, well, let me read you the man's press release. A Bloomington, Minnesota man has muscled his way into the Guinness Book of Records. The 1993 edition lists Dennis Sechte as the man with the world's biggest biceps, 28 1/8 inches around. Sechte says he's just a big guy. How big? Nearly 6.5 feet tall and about 435 pounds. Wow, let's get the man on the line. Mr. Sechte, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, it's the Grease Man calling from Washington. How are you?
Pretty good.
So you got those big biceps by lifting weights and lifting tons of food into your yap, huh?
Well, that's about it. That's what they say.
Man, oh, man, that must be great. You go into a shirt store and they all die. I want to try some on. No!
As you know, that's about it. I you know, the shirts that I have, I have to cut the sleeves just to get my arms into them.
Or else it's like, oh, no, Sechte ripped another one then.
Yeah, that's about it.
Wow. So you got into the Guinness Book record for 28 1/4 inch biceps. Is that what it is? I mean, it's 1/8. 28 1/8 inches.
1/8, yeah.
And are you pumping a lot of iron, or are you just normally just huge?
Just normally huge, but I do arm curls with 75-pound weights about
any
three
arm.
Times a week.
You mean 75-pound dumbbells?
No, 75-pound dumbbells.
Right, that's what I'm saying. 75 in each hand.
No, just in my right arm.
Just in your right arm?
Yeah.
What about the left arm?
I work out with about 50-pound weights in that one.
You're going to become Lopsido Man if you're not careful.
Yeah.
You don't want to be Lopsido Man. Believe me, life as Lopsido Man is no picnic.
Yeah, my right arm's about an inch bigger than my left arm.
You're the Rod Laver of Iron Pumpery, eh?
Yeah.
You don't remember him. How old are you?
40.
40. So you may remember Rod Laver then, huh? Well, that's great. Well, I hear you go for the next world record. On chest size.
Well, I'm going to try. Yeah, I'm 67 inches there. And
67 inches.
And I think the record's 71, so I haven't even started on that yet, but I think I can do it.
Now, what's to keep somebody who's morbidly obese from winning this kind of record like that? Remember that one poor man that couldn't leave his bedroom because he couldn't fit through the door, and everybody just would throw him buckets of Twinkies every now and then? Now,
right.
He weighed like 3,000 or 4,000 pounds. Now, I know he had a massive chest. Now, what's to keep somebody unscrupulous like that who's just...
Well, it says in your muscular chest.
Oh, I see. So you cannot have a gelatinous chest.
Right, and it says bicep. You got to have a, you know, at least a bulge here. You can't have something hanging way down.
Right.
Know?
Like an old woman's triceps. You ever see the way they shake? When they're handing you the teacup, the way they vibrate in the back?
Right. You know, my arms aren't as hard as a rock, but they're, you know, they're not soft either. They got a bulge. It kind of looks like a bowling ball.
What do you eat all day long? You're 435 pounds.
Well, I don't eat a lot sometimes, and then sometimes I do if I have to go to a country buffet.
Wait, you go to country buffet? Yeah. They must see you coming, and it's like, my God!
That's about it.
Man, you come walking into the all-you-can-eat buffet, and... Well, here's something. If you ever want to go for the tricep record that we do here in Washington, with a group of men known as the Guns of Aspen Hill, we're all semi-lopsided, but we want more than symmetry, kind of like you. We want muscle mass. So when we get to the gymnasium, what we'll do is we'll stand in the doorway and we'll yell, "Get out!" We yell that to all the people on the damn exercise bikes. Get out! To all the people on the rowing machines and the worthless treadmill. Get out! You see, what we've discovered, sir, is that you need more motivation. Because most people, when they do an exercise, they stop when it starts to hurt. But we make it impossible to stop. You name the exercise. For example, when we do dips, we strip naked. We grab the dip bar, and to keep us motivated to do it one more rep, underneath the dip bar is a salivating Doberman Pinscher, who has been fed nothing but doodads all his life. Go to the butcher store, we get hog doodad, steer doodad, whatever it is, we get them. Feed it on them. So that when you're dangling there naked, doing your dips, if you don't do the rep, it's doggy time. So you can see where you would be motivated. So do one more rep. Again. Or it's kibbles and bits. That's it. Get up there. Get up there. Here's one man who couldn't do his full 10 reps.
My sack doesn't work.
Serves you right. Now come on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
whole key here. What we're striving for is to go beyond pain, beyond agony, to a special weightlifter's nirvana known as molecular dislocation. And once you get here, you know it's time for your second set. So feel free to try that there, Mr. Sesta.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay.
You're shaking your head ruefully, not quite sure what to make of all this, eh?
No, that's about the weirdest interview I've seen, but...
But it was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was different.
Can I sing you a song? I want you to remember this interview, Mr. Shasty.
I will.
Huh?
I think I will.
Good. This is what we sing to newcomers at the gym. See if I can remember. It's been forever. You've always been such a scrawny young man. You need some muscle mass, you could use a tan. You better pump up, better lift what you can. So beef it, just beef it. Your arms get huge, they're pumped to the max. Your legs so massive, they won't fit in your slacks. You know I ain't bragging, buddy, these are the facts. When you beef it, but you wanna get big. So beef it, beef it, beef it, beef it. Do another rep, repeat it. You gotta get massive, you gotta do bench. If you get real huge, you'll bag that wench. So beef it. Yeah! Are you with me, Mr. Sesta?
Yeah, I'm still with
you. Your delts are huge, they're A number one. You make love like a piston, she's glad when you're done. You don't need no karate, you don't need a gun. When you beef it, just beef it. You walk with pride, you got that confident feeling. With every heavy step, plaster falls from the ceiling. Your gym bag smells so bad, they walk away reeling. When you beef it, but you wanna get big. So beef it, beef it, beef it, beef it. Do another rep, repeat it. You gotta get massive, you gotta do bench. If you get real huge, you'll bag that wench. So beef it, beef it, beef it, beep it. Do another rep, repeat it. You're gonna get awesome, you're gonna get ripped. When summertime comes, you walk around stripped. When you beef it, beef it, beef it, beef it. Now, what you could try, Mr. Shester, for legs? I mean, if you want huge legs. I mean, if you want people to call you Quadzilla, you do squats over broken glass. You with me on this?
Yeah.
For benches, wrap oily rags around the bar when you're doing benches. Set the rags on fire wearing asbestos gloves. That way, the flaming bar motivates you to get it away from your face, and you do extra reps that way. These are little tricks we've learned, Mr. Shester, to get huge. You'll pump that iron till the day that you die. God'll give you wings, but you'll be too big to fly. You'll be the biggest angel that ever hit the sky. When you beef it, just beef it. And when you get to heaven, you won't have to wait. You'll be big enough to just bend open the pearly gates and hit a double bicep as the angels salivate. When you beef it, but you wanna get big. So beef it, beef it, beef it, beef it. Do another rep, repeat it. You gotta get massive, you gotta do bench. If you get real huge, you'll bag that wench. So beef it, beef it, beef it, beef it. Do another rep, repeat it. You gotta be awesome, you gotta be ripped. When summertime comes, you walk around script. When you beef it. My song to you, Mr. Sesha.
Well, that was pretty good.
Now, one thing I got to ask you is a guy who weighs 435 pounds, you must take a hell of a mashif. I mean, in the when you're on your heavy eating mode, you must have no problem with digestion or any of that business, right? Do you have a normal good constitution?
Yeah, normally, yeah.
Normally. Well, let me give you a little hint. If you ever get a little back up, you know, when you're in your heavy lifting days, I don't know how big a town Bloomington, Minnesota is, but you grab the phone book, put it right there in front of the commode and put your feet on there. Now, we find here in Washington, if we grab the one book and the local D.C. Yellow Pages, that gets your feet off the floor about 1 foot and 3 inches. And I'm telling you what, that angle gives you some thrust. So, I don't know how big a city Bloomington is, but you may have to put, like, the one book, the Bloomington Directory, the Bloomington Yellow Pages, the Bloomington Business Guide.
St. Paul.
Yeah, and throw in the St. Paul Directory to get the right altitude. So, just a little helpful hint for you, sir.
Okay.
Are you writing this down or just shaking your head ruefully, Mr. Sa- you got a, are you married, man, sir?
Yeah, I've been married for 18 years.
How is old Pancake?
Well, I don't want to call her that.
Oh, man, I know. Because you ain't squishy. You're a gentleman.
Right.
You know what a definition of a gentleman?
She only weighs about 135.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
5'3".
Yeah. Boy, you got to be delicate with that bang, don't you? No flying gamma hooch with her. You'd squish it. That's great, though. I like it. I'm proud of you. Well, all right, sir. It's good to talk to you. I salute you. Thank you so much for coming on board. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulate Dennis Sester, the biggest bicep in the world.
Opening the Bit Vault, the best of Grease Man show on DC 101.